Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 24th of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, churn the things that the Father reminds you of at the confluence age, and you will remain constantly cheerful. Question. What is the way to remain constantly light? What method should you adopt in order to remain happy? Answer. In order to remain constantly light, place in front of the Eternal Surgeon all the sins you have committed in this birth, and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance for the sins you have been committing for birth after birth that are on your heads. Your sins will only be cut away by your having remembrance, and then there will be happiness. You souls will become Satopradhan by having remembrance of the Father. Om Shanti. The spiritual Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children, you remember that you belonged to the original eternal deity religion, that you used to rule the kingdom, and that you truly were the masters of the world. At that time there was no other religion. We took birth in the golden age and went around the cycle of 84 births. We now remember the whole tree. We were deities, and we then came into this kingdom of Ravan, and no longer remained worthy of being called deities. This is why they have considered it to be another religion. No one else's religion changes. For instance, the religion of Christ is Christianity, and the religion of Buddha is Buddhism. It is in everyone's intellect that Buddha established his religion at such and such a time. Hindus don't know their own religion, when their religion began, or who established it. They simply speak of hundreds of thousands of years. Only you children have the knowledge of the whole world cycle. This is called Gyan and Vigyan. Although they have their building, Vigyan Bhavan, the Father explains its real meaning to you children. Knowledge and Yoga, the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. You now understand that even you did not know that you were atheists. This knowledge cannot exist in the golden age. The teacher now teaches you this. You study this and receive your fortune of the kingdom because you need a new world to live in. Pure deities cannot set foot in this old world. The Father comes and establishes the new world for you and has the old world destroyed. Destruction definitely has to take place for us. We play these parts for cycle after cycle. Baba asks, "Did you ever meet me before?" And you reply, "Baba, we meet you every cycle to take our fortune of the kingdom from you." We received our fortune of the kingdom of unlimited happiness in the previous cycle too. You are now aware of all of these things, so you should churn them. Baba calls this the discus of self-realization. Previously we were Satopradhan. You also remember that each soul has his own part to play. I am a tiny, imperishable soul, and the imperishable part of myself, the soul, continues eternally. That which is predestined is taking place. Nothing new can be added or cut away. No one can attain eternal liberation. Some ask for liberation. Liberation is separate from eternal liberation. You have to keep this in your awareness. If you have it in your awareness, you will also remind others of it. This is your business. Remind others of what the Father has made you aware of, and only then will you be able to claim a high status. You have to make a lot of effort in order to claim a high status. The main effort is in yoga. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance that no one except the Father can teach you. You are now studying the study to change from human beings into deities. You know that you will go to the new world once again. The very name of that is the land of immortality, whereas this is the land of death. Here there is sudden death while just sitting somewhere. There is no name or trace of death there, because death doesn't, in fact, come to souls. Death is not sweet. According to the drama, when it is time, the soul departs. Whenever it is time for a soul to leave, he departs. No one can catch hold of death. A soul sheds a body and takes another. Death is nothing really, but they have sat and made up tall stories. That is the land of immortality, where the bodies are free from disease. In the Golden Age, the lifespans of the people of Bharat are long. They are yogis. It is now that you know the difference between yogis and bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures. Your lifespans are now increasing. The more you stay in yoga, the more your sins will be burnt away. You will claim a high status and your lifespans will be long. Just as the king and queen complete their lifespans and then shed their bodies, so it is the same for the subjects. However, there is a difference in the status. The Father now says to you, children who spin the discus of self-realization, these ornaments belong to you. You live at home with your families and you live like a lotus. No one but you can live like this. You are also aware of how many sins you have committed in this birth. This is why Baba says, place all of those in front of the eternal surgeon, and you will become light. However, you have to stay in yoga because of the sins of your many births that you have on your heads. It is only by having yoga that your sins will be cut away and you will remain happy. You will become Sato Pradhan by having remembrance of the Father. You know that you will become this by having remembrance. So who wouldn't stay in remembrance? However, this is also a battlefield. You have to make effort to attain such a high status. You children are aware that you are claiming the highest on high inheritance from the unlimited Father. You claim it cycle after cycle. Many people will come to you. They will come and take the great mantra of Man Mana Bhav from you. The meaning of Man Man Above is, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. This is the great mantra to become a great soul. Those people are not Mahatmas, great souls. In fact, Sri Krishna is called a Mahatma because he is pure. Deities are always pure. Deities belong to the family path, whereas sannyasis belong to the path of isolation. Women cannot roam around. All of these bad things are happening now in the Iron Age. They even convert women into sannyasis and take them with them. Nevertheless, Bharat has been supported by their purity. Just as an old building is painted to make it look new again, it is as though those sannyasis also paint it a little and save it a little. However, the father says, that is a separate religion. They remain pure. It is only in the land of Bharat that there are so many temples to the deities and so much devotion, etc. That too is a play that you describe. All of that is needed for the path of devotion. The one Shiva has been given so many names, and temples have continued to be built to him according to those names. There are so many temples. So much expense is incurred, but nevertheless they only receive happiness for half a cycle. They spend a lot of money. The idols get broken. There is no need for temples, etc. there. You are now aware that devotion lasts for half a cycle and that there is no mention of devotion for half a cycle. The Father makes you aware of this variety tree. If the duration of just the Iron Age were 40,000 years, then the duration of Christianity, etc., would also increase. The Father explains, there is this limit of the Christian religion. You know that it has been this long since Christ came, and this long since such and such a religion was established. But when will they go? They don't know. They have lengthened the duration of the cycle. You now know that preparations are being made for destruction. Theirs is science, whereas yours is silence. The more you go into silence, the more they will continue to invent very good things for destruction. They continue to make even more refined things day by day. You have the happiness inside you that Baba has come to create the new world for you. So we are not going to stay in the old world. It is the wonder of Baba. Baba, it is such a wonder that you are creating heaven. You are now aware of everything. You are now aware of everything. Those people don't know the Creator or the beginning, middle, or end of creation. You know it. You are so enlightened. People are in extreme darkness. There is a difference. When the Sat Guru gives the ointment of knowledge, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. Those on the path of devotion do not know this knowledge. You now know about devotion, and you also know about this knowledge. You are aware of everything about when devotion begins and when it ends. You are also aware of when the Father gives you knowledge and when that will end. It is number-wise. Some are very much aware of it and others only a little. Those who are aware of it will claim a high status. Only when you are aware of this will you be able to explain to others. Your awareness is wonderful. What was in your intellects previously? Your foreheads became worn out with devotion, chanting, tapasya, pilgrimages, and bowing down. There is so much difference between the awareness of devotion and the awareness of this knowledge. You now know about devotion because you have been doing it from its beginning. You know that you were the first ones to have worshipped Shiva and that you then worshipped the deities. No one else is aware of this. You are aware of the beginning, middle, and end of creation and devotion, etc. While performing devotion for half a cycle, you have only continued to come down. Mountains of sorrow are still to fall. Before they fall, you children have to make effort so that you have your sins absolved on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is what you explain to everyone. Thousands will come to you. Make effort to show this path to your brothers and sisters. You are now aware of this knowledge and that devotion. This means that you now know the whole drama, number-wise, according to your efforts. The better someone knows it, the better he can explain it. The better someone knows it, the better he can explain it. It is you children who have to explain to others. It is remembered, son shows father. The father would explain to you children, and then you children would explain to others. You explain to souls. This knowledge is completely separate from devotion. It is remembered, the one God comes and gives the fruit to all the devotees. All are the children of the one Father. The Father says, I take all the children back to the land of peace and the land of happiness. It is now that you have this knowledge of cycle after cycle. You will not have this knowledge there. You become impure, and so the Father makes so much effort on you to make you pure. This is why it is remembered, I surrender myself to you. I sacrifice myself to you. To whom? To the Father. The Father then gives you the example of how this one surrendered himself. You have to follow this example. They then become Lakshmi and Narayan. If you want to claim such a high status, you have to surrender yourselves like they did. Those who are wealthy cannot surrender themselves. Here you have to sacrifice everything. Wealthy ones would definitely be aware of their wealth. It is remembered. Those who remember their wife at the end, dot, dot, dot. What will you do with all of that money? No one will take anything because everything is to be destroyed. What would I do with it if I took it from you? Everything, including those bodies, is to be destroyed. When you die, the world is dead for you. None of that wealth, etc., will remain. In the Garuda Purana, etc., they have related fearsome stories to frighten people. The Father says, all of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. The path of devotion continues for half a cycle when it is the kingdom of Ravan. Ask any of them when they started to burn Ravan, and they will say, from time immemorial. Oh, but Ravan doesn't exist from time immemorial. Because they don't know, they say, from time immemorial. You children are now aware of when the kingdom of Ravan begins. You also understand the secrets of the Creator and creation. The Father now says, children, constantly remember me alone, and your sins can be cut away. Continue to caution one another in this way. When you go for a walk with one another, just talk about these things amongst yourselves. If your whole group were to go for a walk in this stage of remembrance, your silence would have a great impact. Even priests walk in total silence in remembrance of Christ. They don't even look at anyone else. You can stay in remembrance a great deal here, because you don't have any mundane business. The atmosphere is very good. Outside, the atmosphere is very dirty. This is why the ashrams of sannyasis are very far away. Yours is unlimited renunciation. The old world is now about to go. This is a graveyard, and it is to become a land of angels. There will be palaces studded with jewels and diamonds there. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of that land of angels. They are not that now. The Father says, I come every cycle at the confluence age. This whole cycle continues to repeat. You are now aware of everything at this time because the Father makes you aware. Previously, you didn't have any of this in your intellects. When you stay in the intoxication of this awareness, you will be able to explain to others with happiness. You have to look after your homes and families while maintaining this awareness. Acha. To the sweetest spiritual children who constantly stay in the intoxication of this awareness, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, the spiritual children. The spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Understand the beginning, middle, and end of the drama very well. Keep it in your awareness, and also remind others of it. Give the ointment of this knowledge and remove the darkness of ignorance. 2. In order to surrender yourself fully like Father Brahma did, follow him completely. Everything, including your body, is to end. Therefore, die alive in advance, so that you do not remember anything in the final moments. Blessing. May you die alive and finish ordinariness and allow the sanskars of specialities to become your natural nature. Whatever nature one has, it works automatically. You do not have to think anything, make anything or do anything, because it functions automatically. Similarly, the nature of those who are Brahmins by having died alive and taken a new birth is that of having the specialities of special souls. Let those sanskars of specialities become your natural nature, and it will emerge from each one's heart, "This is my nature." Ordinariness is the nature of the past, not of the present time, because you have now taken a new birth. The nature of your new birth is of specialities, not ordinariness. Slogan: those who constantly play with the jewels of knowledge and not stones are royal. Om Shanti.